The title of today's message is The Importance of Being Faithful and Trustworthy. Let's start off with the definition of the word faithful according to dictionary.com. Faithful, number one, strict or thorough in performance of duty. Number two, true to one's word, promises, vows. Number three, steady in allegiance or affection, loyal, constant. Number four, reliable, trusted, or believed. Number five, adhering or true to fact, a standard or an original, accurate. Number six, full of faith, believing. In John chapter 14, verses 12 through 15, Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. The questions you need to ask yourself today is, are you faithful to God? Are you loyal to Jesus Christ? Does Jesus Christ see you as someone who can be trusted or reliable? Remember the phrase, actions speak louder than words? Do you believe that? If I tell someone that they are my best friend and like no other, and then I steal their money out of their wallet when they're not looking? Was I telling the truth? Or did my actions speak louder than words? Was I found trustworthy to my friend? So if I tell Jesus Christ He is the love of my life and like no other, and then I decide not to pay tithes or give in the offering to my church this week and to rob the Lord out of His storehouse, was I found trustworthy to my love? Was I loyal to my Lord? In Malachi chapter 3, verses 6 to 11, For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, Wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, Wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. What about when you are at your girlfriend or your boyfriend's house, and no one else is home but you? Can God trust in you not to lie with one another? Can you be trusted as saints of God to be loyal to Jesus Christ? In 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 2, For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20, and chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, Let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. What kind of music do you listen to? What kind of lyrics are in the songs you listen to? While you are tilling the land, have you ever wondered what kind of seeds you are sowing? In Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Are you of the household of faith? Can the Lord depend on you? What about the movies you watch, or the TV programs you are watching? What about your internet activities? What kind of content are you allowing yourself to be watching? In Proverbs chapter 27, verses 19 and 20, hear what the wise man tells us. As in water, face answereth to face, so the heart of man to man. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of a man are never satisfied. Just as hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of a man are never satisfied. You can never get enough. Are you a slave to yourself? Are you a lover of pleasure more than a lover of God? Or can the Lord trust that you will not give in to the pleasures of sin for a season? In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I'm faithful to Jesus Christ, but I don't think you have to do all those standards to live a holy life before the Lord. I just don't see it that way. In Job chapter 28 and verse 28, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Are you obedient to your pastor? Do you listen to them that have the rule over you? Do you follow the path of peace and holiness? Or do you pick and choose what you want to hear and what you want to apply? Are you faithful to God and to the fivefold ministry that He has appointed? Are you loyal to Jesus Christ? To be loyal, you must be obedient to them that have the rule over you. Submit yourself unto God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 6 through 11, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. In Proverbs chapter 11, verses 20 and 21, they that are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are His delight. Though hand joined in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Do you desire what your neighbor has? Are you envious of others because they have more than you do? Are you always wondering how it is that everyone else seems to have more than you do? Or are you faithful to God's Word? In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 5, "For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God." In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For He has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee." In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 30, "A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones." In Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 4, "Wrath is cruel, and anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before envy?" In Proverbs chapter 24, verses 1 and 2, "Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them, for their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief." In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 11, "The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish." Can the Lord trust you to be merciful? Are you a forgiving person? Can the Lord count on you to pray for those who wrongfully use you? In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 7, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." In Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." In Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 36, "But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank of ye? For sinners also lend to sinners, to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest. For He is kind to the unthankful, and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful." What do you allow your mind to think about throughout the day? Do you keep your thoughts loyal to Jesus Christ? Do you bring your thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Christ? In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Can the Lord trust you with the mysteries of God? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. In Luke chapter 12, verses 42 through 48, and the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But and if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. So the question you need to be asking yourself today is, does Jesus Christ see me as someone who can be trusted or reliable? If that answer is no, then it is time to find an altar of repentance and let the Lord know that you are sorry and ask Him to forgive you and to bring you to a new spiritual walk with Him. Ask the Lord for a desire to study His Word. Ask Him to open up the Word of God to you. Lay down any weight, hindrance, or sin that may be in the way of you establishing a closer relationship with the Lord. Make Jesus Christ your first today. Make up your mind that you are going to pursue the Lord with all diligence, with a great fervency, and then surrender your will to His will. I can promise you that you will never regret turning your life fully over to Jesus Christ. But, and if you should happen to continue your life without the Lord being first and foremost in your life, in Proverbs chapter 5, verses 11 through 13, and thou mourn at the last, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me.